Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Well, you know, for many, Christmas time is synonymous with gift giving. And, you know, God kind of started that whole trend whenever He gave the greatest gift that this world could have ever received. And that's what we're going to be talking about this Christmas. We're going to be talking about the gift of Jesus. We're going to be talking about from God to us. It was the gift that God sent into the world through the person of Jesus Christ, His one and only Son. And we're going to be looking at this verse as we go throughout this series, and it's found in John chapter 3, verse 17, and this is what it says, "For God sent His Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him." You see, our hope, our peace, and even our salvation is all because God sent the gift of His Son into the world. You know, Christmas time is really a wonderful time. I mean, they say it is the most wonderful time of the year. I mean, whenever you think about the lights and the hot chocolate and the fire in the fireplace and the stockings on the mantle and the smell of the tree, the excitement, the smiles, the hugs, all of these things that are synonymous with Christmas, it really is such a beautiful and wonderful time of every year. But more wonderful than all of that is the story of love that gives us something to celebrate during this season. And in John 3:16, this is what the Bible says. It says, "For God so loved," and here at North Point, we say that so love is big love. "For God had so much big love for the world that He gave this gift of His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." You see, the gift of Christ, it literally came from the heart of God, because God had so much love for this world that the gift of His Son, it came out of His heart. And so since the Christmas story began with love, I thought, why don't we start our Christmas series in that exact same place as well? If that's where the story comes from, then let's start by talking about that love. I just have 3 points for you today, 3 points for you to ponder during this Christmas season. All of these points come out of 1 John chapter 4. If you want to follow along there in your Bible, you can. But the first point is this, is that God is love. The first thing that we need to ponder this Christmas season is that God is love. Love is not just what God does. It is actually who God is. It's not just His activity. It is actually His identity. Now, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, it says that God is love. That God is love. Now, I want you to take a moment and just close your eyes right there, wherever you are. Just close your eyes for a moment, and I want you to visualize love. Everything that you believe love to be, I want you to visualize that compassion, that empathy, that action. Even what the Bible says love is, it's patient and it's kind. Come on, I want you to visualize the most amazing love that you possibly can. Now I want you to lift your eyes up and I want you to see God full of whatever it is that you are visualizing. And I want you to multiply that times affinity and beyond. That's what God is. God is everything that you are visualizing. He is everything that you are imagining. That is who God is right now. Come on, you can open up your eyes. I want you to know that one thing right there can change your entire life. When you begin to visualize who God really is and you begin to see him for who he is and that he really is love. That is who our God is. Let's look in the scripture in Psalm 136, verse 1. The psalmist says this, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever. 26 verses, meaning that there were 26 statements, all followed by this phrase, his faithful love endures forever. You see, his love endures forever because his love doesn't change. And his love doesn't change because God doesn't change. The Bible actually says that in the book of Malachi. God says, "I am the Lord and I do not change." You see, God's love continues regardless of humanity's response to it because we cannot change his love, and actually it is his love that changes us. Who we are doesn't change who he is, but who he is changes who we are. And that is such good news for us, that God is love and God doesn't change according to the seasons. God doesn't change according to our performance. God does not change because God is love and we cannot change him, but it is him that changes us. God is love. That's where we have to start. That's the first thing that we need to ponder this Christmas season. But the second thing that we need to ponder is this: you are loved. You are loved. In 1 John chapter 4, the Bible says, "This is how God showed his love to us. He sent his one and only Son into the world so that we could have life through him." This is what real love is. It is not our love for God. It is God's love for us. He sent his Son to die in our place to take away our sins. Now, just a moment ago, I said that love is just not what God does. It is who he is. But I have good news for you. Love is also what God does. That is good news for us. And God put this great love for us on display. He showed the entire world what love really looked like when he sent his one and only Son so that we might experience life, that we might have eternal life, and that we might experience abundant life here on this earth. But I want you to notice something. This is vitally important. You've got to see this. God didn't wait to love us when we started believing. God loved us from the very beginning. God didn't wait to love us when we started believing. God chose to love us from the very beginning. This is what the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 1. It says, "Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes." God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Christ Jesus. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. You see, God saw you before you ever saw anything. God loved you before you loved him. God wanted you in his family before you even made a move to be a part of his family. So that lets us know that God's love is not tied to our performance. God's love is tied to his pleasure. That's what the scripture says. This is what God wanted to do. God wanted to love us, and God wanted to adopt us into his family because it gave him great pleasure. So God's love is not tied to our performance. It is tied to God's pleasure. This is what God wanted to do. But see, many times we live thinking this: if I do good, then I will please God, and then God will love me. If I do good, if I act right, if I do the right thing, then I will please God, and then God will love me. But here's the reality. The reality is that God has already decided to love you. God has already shown and proven his great love for you. And he finds pleasure in you being a part of his family. And then that should encourage us to do more good. You see, for some of us, we struggle to do good because we are trying to do good to get him to love us. But we would do more good if we realized how much he really does love us, and his love would propel us into doing more good things. You see, you're not trying right now to obtain God's love. You are loved. You're not working right now for his love. You simply are loved. I want you to say these words out loud with me right now. Say, you are loved. Now put yourself there. Say, I am loved. I am loved. I want you to say that out loud. Say it again. I am loved. You are loved right now. You are not trying to be loved. You are already loved. And there's a lie that we tell ourselves sometimes, and we say this, that God loves good people. God just loves good people. Can I tell you something? There are no good people. Good people don't exist. Jesus said, there is no one good but God. There are no good people. There are only sinners who have been saved by God's amazing grace. But sometimes, isn't it easier to believe that God can love other people than it is to believe that God could love us? You say, why is that? It's because you know every thought you've had. You know every mistake that you've made. You know every promise that you've broken. You know all of the junk of your past, but you don't know everybody else's stuff. You don't know everybody else's mistake. You don't know everybody else's sin. So sometimes it's easier to believe that God loves the world, but not that he loves me. Listen, friend, you are loved. You are loved regardless of your past, regardless of your doubts, regardless of your current circumstances right now. You need to know that you are loved. That's what you need to ponder this season. Not only that God is love, but that you are loved. And that takes us to the last thing that we want to ponder this Christmas season, and that is we must love. We must love. The scripture says right there in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, we love because God first loved us. If people say, I love God, but they hate their brothers and sisters, they are liars. Those who do not love their brothers and sisters whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have never seen. And God gave us this command: those who love God must also love their brothers and sisters. See, this is the perfect season to reflect on the God who is love. This is the perfect season to reflect on the God who loves us. And this is also the perfect season for us to focus on our assignment given to us by God to love others. I mean, the reason for this season started with love. So why don't we fill this season with actions of love for others as we remember the action that God took to love us by sending the greatest gift, the gift of Jesus. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, says, for when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, there's no benefit in being circumcised or being uncircumcised. But what is important is faith expressing itself in love. See, let's don't just place our faith in the Christ child this Christmas season. Let's live with the love of the Christ child this Christmas season. You know, the world doesn't need another cute front yard nativity scene, but if you have one, leave it up there because it's beautiful, I'm sure, and that's great. But the world doesn't need another Merry Christmas card greeting. And if you're sending Christmas cards, please send those Christmas cards out. I love receiving them and seeing your family. It's beautiful, but that's not exactly what the world needs. The world doesn't need another shared Facebook post. If you're doing that, just stop it, okay? Like, we don't need that. We don't need another shared Facebook post. But can I tell you what the world really needs? Not another nativity scene, not another Christmas card, not another shared Facebook post. What the world really needs is someone that will love everyone the way that Christ has loved us. The world needs this Christmas season someone who will love everyone the way that God has loved each and every one of us. That's what we need to focus on this Christmas season. Let's think about the gift of love that God gave the world, and then let's be a gift to someone by the way we choose to love them. I can't think of there being a better thing this Christmas season than for us to reflect and think about the great love that God has for this world. When he gave this amazing gift to each and every one of us that came from his heart of love. And I cannot think of a better thing for this Christmas season than us to think about how can we be a gift to other people by the way that we choose to love them. As we continue on in this Christmas series and we talk about from God to us, as we reflect on this amazing gift that God gave, I want us to be a gift to the people in our lives. As this whole thing started with the love of God sending his one and only son to this earth, as it all started in love, the Christmas season should continue in love. That's where it started, but that's where it didn't stop there. And so this Christmas season, if we want to make it everything that it can be, let's focus on God's love, but let's don't stop there. Let's continue to share God's love and God's light with the world. Let's continue to love the world the way that God has asked us to, so that they might see through our love the love of God. See, I believe this can be the greatest Christmas of your life. I believe that this Christmas season can be a season filled not just with God's love for you, but filled with your love for the people that God has put in your life. Let's receive the gift that God gave, but then let's give the gift that God is asking us to give. Let us love our neighbor. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness. We thank you for your amazing grace. And as we enter into this Christmas season, God, we are just pondering these thoughts that you are love and that we are loved. God, you are love and we are loved. And right now you say, Philip, I need to receive this gift of Jesus. I need to receive Jesus in my life. I have not put my faith, hope, and trust in him. And I need to do that right now. I need to receive this gift of forgiveness. I need to receive this gift of salvation. I need to receive this gift of hope and joy and peace. I need to receive this gift of Jesus and this gift of a brand new life. I need that gift right now. Maybe you just need a fresh start. And man, this Christmas season needs to be a fresh start for you as you just remember that gift that Jesus sent and you say, I want to put fresh faith in that gift. Or maybe this is the first time you have ever decided to surrender everything that you are so that you might have everything that God desires for you to have. And right now, if you say, Philip, you are talking to me, I need to receive this gift that God gave to the world. I need to receive this love that God has for me. If that's you, just say right now, say, God, that's me. Just say it out loud right there where you are. You can just whisper it. Say, God, that's me. I want to receive this gift of Jesus. And friend, let me tell you, he gave that gift for you. And so as you say, God, that's me, you can say it with full certainty and faith that that gift is available to you. But maybe today you're watching and you say, I don't want to just stop at receiving that gift. Philip, I want to give the gift of love. I want to love my neighbor. I want to love my brother. I want to love my sister. I want to continue this gift giving that God started 2,000 years ago by giving this amazing gift. I want to continue this gift giving, and I want to give love this Christmas. Say, Philip, that's me right now. Come on, just say, God, that's me. God, that's me. God, that's me. I want to give the gift of love this Christmas. It's where the Christmas started, the Christmas story started, but it's not where it ends. It continues on by me loving those around me. Father, thank you right now for every person that said, God, I need to receive the gift. And for every person that said, God, I want to give the gift of love this Christmas. Father, I pray right now that as we receive the gift and as we give the gift, God, that you would lead us and guide us into everything that you have for us. Come on, will you just say this short prayer with me right now? Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I need you. I need your love and your grace. I need your power and your mercy. I believe right now that you are my Savior and you are my Lord. God, I receive this gift that you gave, this gift of Jesus, and I want to give the gift of love this Christmas season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hey, I hope you continue on with us this Christmas season as we continue to talk about this amazing gift. It started with love, but next week we're gonna be talking about the message of Christmas. It started with love, but there is a message, and this is a message that you need to hear. And we just might have our in-house New Testament scholars and real theologians back with us next week. So you do want to tune in. Don't miss it as we continue this message series, From God to Us. I'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.